الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my brothers and sisters, we come to the story of Dawood alayhi salam. I'm not following this in a chronological order, but more like the looking at the Ulul Azm min ar-Rusul first, and then the other Anbiya. Of course, we haven't gone to Isa alayhi salam yet, but that's the only one left. So Dawood alayhi salam's story is again very important, and after him Sulaiman alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam was from the Bani Israel, and he was both a Nabi and a king. It's interesting how he first came into significance, which is the famous story of his battle with Jalut, the famous biblical story of David and Goliath. Jalut was from the people called the Philistines, and they used to have five city-states, and he was from one of them. And he was the, it was the custom in the armies of the past that what they used to do was, before the actual war, champions from both the sides, great warriors from both the sides would first clash in individual combat. And the purpose of that was that if one side beat the other, then it more or less decided the battle. So without loss of much life, the battle would be decided by the fight between champions. We see this happening in the Battle of Badr also, where the Quraysh sent three people and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent three people, and they fought, and the Muslims beat the three people of Quraysh. So in this battle, Jalut was also from people who were very tall. So they say different heights for him. Some people said he was 7 feet tall, some people said he was 9 feet tall, and so on. Wala halam. Yeah, so whatever it was. So he was from people who were very tall. He was a great warrior. So he came out between the two armies and challenged and said, send out one of your champions. And this he did a few times. And the commander of the army of Bani Israel, he asked for volunteers. People were not willing to volunteer, seeing the might of Jalut. Now Dawood alayhi salam was actually a boy at that time. He was probably a shield bearer for the king of Bani Israel. So he said to him, I will fight this man. And the king of Bani Israel, obviously he was not keen for this, so he tried to dissuade him, because he was only a young boy. But he insisted, so he agreed. He offered him his armor and weapons, but he said, I don't want any of that. I will use what I have. And what he had was a slingshot. Now, slingshot is not the slingshot that we know, which is, the Y stick with the... This is the slingshot that they use in Palestine and also in most of Africa and the Middle East, which is actually it's a piece of leather in the middle of which they put a stone, and then they fold it, so it's a long piece of leather like that. And the shooter then swings it around his head, and then he releases one end of it, so the stone flies. So it's a slingshot with quite a powerful hit. Correct. Even here they do it in the fields and so on. So, alhamdulillah, this is what he did. So he he had a stone, he used his slingshot and the stone hit Jalut in the center of his forehead and he died. Now, there are lessons from this. In the most important of it is the issue of, I've actually done a presentation on this, of, I call it David's rules. David and Goliath has also become a like a parable for the weak overcoming the strong. So when you have very strong opposition, what can you do to beat that? Now, first and foremost I've made this into six rules of how, when you are not powerful, how you can still beat somebody who is powerful. And these are taken from the story of Dawud alayhi salam. So the first rule is to take the first step. If you want to win, you have to take initiative. You have to volunteer. You have to come forward. You can't wait for things to happen. If you wait for things to happen and you say, well, somebody will help me, something will happen, nothing will happen. You have to take the first step forward. Only then will everything else fall into place. Now, you can't wait and say, let me see how it goes. We don't know how it goes. You have to take that risk has to be taken. It is true in business, it is true in careers, it's true with all of these. The reason for these rules is not because we are going into battle, but because even in our own daily lives, these are rules which are very useful and applicable. So the first rule is to take the first step. Unless you take the first step forward, nothing will happen. So you must take the first step forward. It may be safer to stay in the back, but then people who are in the back don't take decisions. Decisions are taken by people who are forward. So if you want to win, the first step is to volunteer, is to take initiative. The first step forward. Second one is, Dawud alayhi salam did not go and fight Jalut, Goliath, using the conventional ways of fighting. Because if he had done that, then he would have lost. There is no way that he could have won in a conventional, normal way of fighting with somebody like Jalut, because he was much stronger, big warrior, everything else. So the second rule is confound Goliath, confound Jalut, because Jalut does not make rules so that you can win. Jalut makes rules so that Jalut can win. So if you play by Goliath's rules, Goliath will always win. So even in life, if you look at opposition of any kind, whether it's, as I said, in business or wherever, if you play by the rules of the opposition, you will always win. One of the best examples of this is today, the terminology that is used in the media and so on to describe Muslims. If you use their language, then you are always the evil one, you are always the terrorist, you are always the negative person and so on. So you have to challenge that language, you have to break that language and say, so sorry, we don't define ourselves. We don't use your language to define ourselves. We know who we are. We will define ourselves the way we believe we are, not the way you want to define us. For example, nowadays they're using this term called Islamist. What is an Islamist? There is Islam, and the one who follows Islam is a Muslim. What is Islamist? So these are all, and I can tell you the many such terms. I mean, that's not my aim now, but at the same time, there are many such terms which have been invented by these words spinners in order to make the opposition look bad. So they want to make us look bad, and that's why they create all these terminologies. So we have to go, we have to define ourselves and say, who are we? We are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, this is our religion. People who follow Islam are called Muslim. So therefore, first rule is take the first step forward. Second rule, confound Goliath. By understanding the rules and then break the rules. So what did Dawud alayhi salam do? Dawud alayhi salam did not follow the rules of Goliath. He followed his own rules. But he understood what the man's weakness was. Third one is very important to understand, is that only effort produces results. Now this seems like a obvious thing, but people don't seem to understand it, especially our Muslims. We think that just simply making dua will is enough, or just simply sitting and waiting is enough. And then we make this statement saying, may Allah change our condition. Allah does not change our condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you intellect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you energy, He gave you resources, He gave you strength, He gave you intelligence to change your own condition. Then Allah will help you if you make the effort. But if you don't make the effort, and if you simply say, we're waiting for Allah to, Allah will not change anything. These things will go from bad to worse, and they will continue until we wake up to the fact that we have to make the effort. So only effort produces results. Talent we may have. So talent is what we have. We may be born with talent. We may be born, for example, into a wealthy family. So you have got all kinds of resources which are available to you. Other people had to struggle for that. You did not need to struggle. You were born in that family. But talent alone is not enough. Talent is what you are given, you are born with. Effort is what you make. And effort supports talent. The best talent is nothing without effort. In the end, it is the effort that brings the result, not the talent, if there is no effort. So I say to people, don't ask, what is my talent? Ask, what effort am I making? Because without the effort, the talent will get you nowhere. Right? Three rules. Take the first step forward, confront Goliath, and make effort. Make effort. These are three rules. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll look at three more. But the story of Dawud alayhi salam, alhamdulillah, and there are other aspects to the story as we go forward, we'll see them. It's a wonderful story in helping us understand how to live in this world and how to win in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the stories for that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of these stories so that we can apply them in our lives for our own benefit. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.